Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Mark this time, saith God. Mark this time, for it is a time of time, saith God. Mark this date, saith the Lord. You cannot make a date for my coming, saith God. But you can see the signs of the time, saith the Lord. Yea, I draw nigh. Yea, have I not said, look up. Your redemption's drawing nigh. But I say unto thee, as been said, saith God, yea, I want thee to occupy till I come. I want thee to persevere. I want thee to press in, saith God. I want thee to go out and get the lost, for the fields are ripe unto harvest. And I say unto thee, there is many yet to come, saith the Lord. Oh, sound the alarm, saith God. Yea, give the warning. I say unto thee, oh, prophets, speak forth, saith God. Yea, I say unto thee, watchmen, stay on the wall. Yea, I say to you, keepers, stay at the gates. For I say, time is short. The end days is upon you, saith the Lord. The end days is upon you, saith the Lord. The end days is upon you, saith the Lord.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
My dearest listening friends, did you wake up to a stillness this morning that you never felt before? Did you hear on your local radio like I heard on mine, nothing has changed? Obama is still America's president, and the U.S. Senate is still controlled by the Republicans. My, oh my, my friends, that prophecy you just heard from Brother Fox at the beginning of the program has come to pass. Amen. I hope you tuned in early enough to hear it. The end days, the end times, are no longer coming, my friends. The end of days are here right now. Sister Sharon just brought me a red and blue map showing the election gains, and at least 90% of that map was red. Now, how does that add up to Obama still being president? Do I have to say I told you so? Just remember this, that God is in control of all things. America and the entire world is lost, my friends, until the return of Christ, that is, and Armageddon. And we true truth believers are in the minority while the majority serves the Antichrist agenda. Is Obama the Antichrist? I don't know. God still hasn't told me, but he sure looks good, doesn't he? I can tell you this, he is an Antichrist, because the Bible tells us that many Antichrists will be before the one true Antichrist comes. So he's at least an Antichrist. Stay prayed up, for the day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. All glory and honor and praise to Almighty God. Our Father, amen and amen.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Oh, Yeshua, how long must we wait, longing for the day of your return? Oh, Yeshua. Full of praise when you return.
My, it seems like it gets closer every day now, does it not? Praise the Lord, my friends, as I expose the faults. Are you ready tonight to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, a program that gets you ready for the troublesome days ahead? Matthew chapter 24, verses 21, 29, and 30, which reads like this, from the original King James Version. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Sounds a lot like what most call a rapture to me. Therefore, my dear listening friends, do not fear the end times, or especially the tribulation period, for the time of the end holds no fear for a true truth Christian. Amen and amen. And please know tonight that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians to meet the Lord in the air. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth, God-ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, just like a true church would, no matter what the amount. Just like a true church, if it is to stay on the air and keep going, just like a true church. Now for another Last Days, End Times devotional, quick Bible study, if you will, from the original King James Version, titled America Saturated in Darkness. My dear listening friends, our day is only going to get worse until we as a nation finally implode on ourselves. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, which reads, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." My friends, America's decline into lawlessness and moral relativism are now the dominant ideology of our land. We indeed, as a nation, have apostatized not just from Almighty God and His Word, but from moral absolutes as well. Even the natural, for one would expect in the last days that many would go away from the spiritual. Indeed, America has apostatized spiritually, as well as morality. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, which reads from the original King James Version, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." My dear friends, you know, of course, that's talking about the Antichrist. The result of this apostasy is very evident today throughout our U.S. culture and society, and its lawless effects have decimated spiritually and socially our children and all the inhabitants of the earth. My. Are you prepared for the last days? For those types of people are not. I pray that you are. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Enough said. Get right and get ready. Let's open up our ears and hear the True Truth Word of God tonight on this True Truth program as we proclaim, "Come soon, Lord Jesus." Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The cry of this program, "Come soon, Lord Jesus." Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 7.
And God said, "I am that I am." And he said, "What shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you."
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
"Yea, saith the Lord, for does not my word say that in the last days everything that can be shaken will be shaken? And are not things being shaken even now? For though the wind and the waves have come and the rumblings have come, I say unto you that the awakening is now happening. The awakening of the earth to my power and my might and my majesty is now happening. You are now hearing the things in the news that point to me and point to the things that I am doing, and I shall do even more. Oh yes, I have given man the power and the knowledge. For again in my word it says, in the last days knowledge will increase, saith the Lord. And I say unto you, knowledge has increased. And that increase in knowledge is a part of the shaking. It is a part of the wind and the waves. But also it is a part of the disease and the pestilences. Turn to me. Turn to me. Or the plagues of Egypt, or worse, shall come upon the earth, saith the Lord."
Hallelujah! The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. CBK, Illinois, Mark, New York, Alex, Virginia, Bobby, Virginia, and Juanita, Virginia, have in the Spirit of the Lord sent a wow, walk on water love gift, and I bless them for obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Because without those love gifts, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that is the truth. Father, Bless CBK, Mark, Alex, Bobby, and Juanita. Father, and meet their every need. Bless them with healing, good jobs, and good places to live. And also bless all the others who make each of your science programs possible, Lord. You know who they are, Lord, and you know their every need. Bless them abundantly, my dear Lord. Amen and amen. And please, Lord, continue to bless all the listeners as you touch them with your true truth and expose the faults on this program. Glory to God. Now, the prophecy news behind the news. With my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, very little true news is coming from the mainstream media concerning the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy's effects on the entire USA East Coast, especially New York City. My oh my, what is happening there in New York City after the hurricanes is without a doubt an end time sign.
For yea, I say unto ye once more, the cities are not safe for my people. The cities are not safe for those who are mine. Run from them, leave them, for corruption abounds there, and the enemy has taken hold there like no place else. Leave the cities, saith the Lord.
Now, do you think that prophecy is coming to pass today? Seriously, my friends, you are not being told the truth. In New York City, people are living in shelters, hotel lobbies, even tents, or with friends. These are not the poor who regularly have no place to live, but people like you and I, displaced by the flood. Those in their own apartments have no heat, no water, no food, and even worse, no flush toilets. Also, no gas because there is no electric to pump gas out of the underground tanks. Where a gas station has a generator to pump gas, there are mile-long lines, and I cannot believe there is not price gouging. There are police or military checkpoints on the bridges, and there must be three people in a car to enter the city.
Yea, saith the Lord, look to the clouds. Look to the clouds. Look to the clouds. For the signs are there above the earth now. Fear not, my children, for with the same vengeance that will come upon the earth upon sin, look to the clouds. Will I protect you with my mighty arm, saith the Lord. Yea, turn not to the protection of men. Yea, saith God, turn to me. Come under my wings, under my authority. For the authority of man, though it appears to be gaining, is losing, saith God. Look to the clouds. Look to the clouds. Look to the cities. Look to the cities. Did I not tell you that the cities were not safe for my children, saith God? Did I not tell you to run from them? Soon you will see the cities begin to crumble. Soon you will see the cities begin to crumble. The authority system will crumble, saith God. But those who will come to me, those who will embrace me, the authority that is mine will cover them, saith the Lord.
Now, what do you think about that prophecy coming to pass? 666, the end times, they sure are here. There is looting you are not hearing much about, and possibly even rapes and killings. People in Staten Island and Coney Island are in some of the worst shape. They are worried about rats coming up to the surface from the many tunnels under New York City, and that makes me wonder how many homeless who live in abandoned tunnels drowned. Okay, add up the possible dead human homeless in those tunnels, add up the rats, add up the no-flush toilets, and you get a recipe for a disease disaster.
Seek ye no longer the city, says the Father. Stand not fast there, for in the cities is the corruption of the unholy one. For even from the beginning of time, the cities have not been a place for my people. For those who love me and are called according to the purpose for which I have called them to. But I say to you now the cities become even more immoral, more corrupted than ever before. They no longer hold fast to my word. They no longer teach who I am. And it is time now to leave them, says the Lord. It is time now to leave the cities. It is time now to go out from them, to go out from that which is not of me, and to establish a place of safety, a place where I can be taught, a place where I am found and can be felt and can even be seen, says the Father God.
Now, what do you think about that prophecy coming to pass? New York City is in meltdown. No heat, no water, no lights, no toilets, no refrigerators, no food. And in all this, the effects could spread across America. 666, the end days, are they here? You bet. Oh, and I also hear that the military may be in charge of running the voting. My, my, my. Will they put New York City under martial law?
For yea, I say unto ye once more, the cities are not safe for my people. The cities are not safe for those who are mine. Run from them. Leave them. For corruption abounds there, and the enemy has taken hold there like no place else. Leave the cities, saith the Lord.
Continuing. In researching vaccine additives, this is a shocking admission by the CDC that was found. Vaccines are intentionally formulated with some of the most toxic brain-body damaging substances. These are the substances that are in these vaccines. Aluminum, a light metal that causes dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Formaldehyde, a highly toxic flesh-pickling chemical. Mercury, good inside a thermometer, but bad inside the human body. MSG, yes, I said, monosodium glutamate. MSG is toxic even when consumed in foods. It causes migraine headaches. Thimerosal, an ingredient found in car antifreeze, causes severe permanent nervous system damage, especially bad for pregnant women. As it crosses the blood, brain, and placenta barrier, there are no existing guidelines for safe exposure to ethyl mercury and the metal blight of thimerosal. My, 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 those, my friends, are some of the ingredients, what they call adjuvants, in vaccines. The CDC openly admits this on its government website and also insists that these toxic substances are actually good for you. My, my, my. It was also reported by another source that chemotherapy has been found to cause severe vitamin D deficiency, which of course leads to increased risk of cancer. Now consider this. The most common side effect of a vaccine injection is a headache. The CDC admits that over 30% of those receiving vaccines experience headaches or, even worse, migraine headaches. Gee, think about it. What could possibly be in the vaccines that would cause headaches, migraines, and brain damage? If vaccines are supposed to be good for you, why do they contain so many additives that are bad for you? You wouldn't want to eat mercury in your tuna fish sandwich, would you? You wouldn't want MSG in your sandwich, and you certainly wouldn't want formaldehyde in your soda. So why would you allow yourself to be injected with these deadly substances? You are warned by the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman. Continuing. Radiation alert. Fukushima updates plus natural solutions. Unfortunately, most people still remain uninformed about the clear and present dangers surrounding the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plants. There are all types of radiation being released into our atmosphere, and that's just one of them. And the mainstream media refuses to help educate the people on safety precautions, not to mention Hurricane Sandy, which provided a shocking illustration of how vulnerable our society is to a nuclear catastrophe caused by extreme weather conditions. Watchman comment, you may not understand that last part, that Sandy would cause a nuclear disaster. But well, let me tell you this. There were some very dangerous issues with Three Mile Island, that is 45 miles north of New York City, during Hurricane Sandy, and Indian Point, that is 25 miles north of New York City. My, my, my. Setting right out in rivers where they can be consumed by floodwaters. Continuing. Debunking popular myths. You may be familiar with all sorts of mythologies promoted as truisms in modern medicine. One of those is that flu vaccines prevents the flu. They actually don't. Another is CT scans are harmless. They aren't. Some say chemotherapy works to save lives from cancer. It actually causes cancer. And so on and so on and so forth. There are all sorts of falsehoods in dentistry too. Mercury fillings are safe for you. They aren't. Gum health has nothing to do with nutrition. It actually does. Cavities can only be treated by drilling, filling, and billing, often just a money-making scheme, but it can help. Watchman comment, My, you just cannot trust the medical these days, for it's just another big business selling you false information and stuff you do not need that will not help you. My, oh my. Continuing. Perverted Planned Parenthood praises sexual pleasure for kids. In a campaign disturbingly close to advocacy of child sex, the International Planned Parenthood Foundation, which advocates sexual rights for all, has created a Young People's Guide in conjunction with its official declaration urging recognition of the evolving capacities for sexual pleasure in all children and young people. Just as controversial, it also advances as a fundamental goal the removal of parental involvement or spousal consent laws that prevent young people from seeking sexual reproductive health services. Watchman comment, this is the filthy minds of these Planned Parenthood perverts. Continuing, UN wants hemophobia criminalized. The UN is lobbying for a law that would make prejudices criminal under the guise that such prejudices are a hindrance to AIDS prevention programs. The effort comes as pressure from socially progressive groups to promote and protect homosexuality to the point of making those who hold opposing viewpoints subject to criminal prosecution. Pushing for the adoption of measures to battle homophobia, including plans such as the proposed PLC-122, a law to make homophobic views crimes. Continuing, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has been sued by an American Internet privacy advocacy group for its refusal to explain the use of predator drones inside the United States. Watchmen, shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. So, if you appreciate this program, and you would miss it if it went off the air, like one program did just recently that had no support, your love gifts, no matter how small, helps keep Signs on the air, and it will help fill the gap for those who cannot give, and many cannot. And for those of you listening that cannot, I understand that. But those of you who can give, you can keep this program on the air. Please pray, and if the Lord is touching your heart, please respond by writing Sign, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E, State is New York, abbreviate N-Y, zip 13797. Leave your return address off, if you wish, and enclose cash to remain anonymous. But I promise you I will not bug you for more. Just know that, for I only ask for support on the air, as God has told me to do it that way, and that's the truth. I truly thank you for writing, for helping to keep all Signs programs on the air. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Strength and Stability. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times, and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. My dear friends, it was back in 1986 in Israel, in the midst of a 3-year drought, when two brothers who lived in a kibbutz near the Sea of Galilee made an incredible discovery. As these two fishermen monitored their equipment on the lake, they noticed something glistening in the sun covered in mud. It was a fishing boat. Upon closer examination, archaeologists determined that these two brothers had discovered an ancient boat from the time of Jesus. It was then called the Jesus Boat and is now located in a museum next to the Sea of Galilee. Hidden underwater for centuries, the only reason it was discovered was that the severe drought had lowered the lake surface so drastically so that even when no one was looking for it, this treasure was discovered totally unexpectedly. My dear listening friends, you may have noticed it's becoming more and more spiritually dry in this end-of-days world we live in today. And sometimes, don't you wonder, will anything good ever come out of this mess? Yet, my friends, I think the same thing that happened with the boat can happen to you. When things get low and dry and sparse, suddenly when you least expect it, God can reveal treasure that you couldn't see or know because everything was abundantly okay before. But when it becomes dry and sparse and low, you can see things you can't see on the good times. Maybe it's a friendship that blossoms because of the pressure or need. Or maybe it's just a new and deeper insight into the Lord's own sufferings as you study His holy word. There you may get a new spiritual gift of encouragement. There are so many possibilities, and I think you ought to be looking for them, though they might appear when you least expect it. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Maranatha, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, the last days you live in right now today. All the things happening all around you, do you see them? But even if you do, they will help you to be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on frequency 4840 at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's WWCR's powerhouse frequency 4840. You calculate your time. Saturday, 9 p.m., 4840. Here's the address to write again, but a little faster, so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 122 L-I-S-L-E N-Y 13797.
Okay, good to hear you back on the air. It is 9350 and Northwest Suburban Chicago, but you're coming up with some things that no one else anywhere, shortwave or otherwise, has touched on. And I want to thank you for that. Your research is very, very important. You're becoming more and more of an essential voice on shortwave. I'll try to get something to you in the mail. My reception was as clear as a bell.
Well, thank you, my dear brother, for all those very kind comments. I sure do appreciate it. I try to do my best, brother. I'll keep it coming. And thanks for the offer of sending in some support. God bless you and Maranatha. Now my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial it as I say it. If you'll pick up your phone and get ready, please tell me your state and how well you can hear this program when you call or when you write. Here comes the number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. There has not been many call-ins lately, so you should get right in. But if you do get a busy signal, please hit redial until you get through. I would really appreciate it, as I can only afford one line. Is there anyone listening out there tonight? It'll only take a few seconds for you to give me a call and tell me your state and how well you can hear tonight's program. Repeating that number faster, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that is preparing you for the last days and times and the return of Jesus Christ for His church. Amen. I also appreciate all those who send their love gifts to help keep this program on the air. You will be blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen and amen. Signs listeners are the best, and I truly appreciate them and their loyalty.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.